Test 62, Section 3, Question 21. And here we're looking for a structure, or the argument proceeds by, method of reasoning. And it starts off, it says, virtually certain that the contract will go to either Phoenix or Cartwright. So it's almost certain it's going to be one of A or B. I've just learned that the government has decided not to award it to Cartwright, so it's not going to be B. It is therefore almost inevitable that Phoenix will be awarded, so therefore it will be A. And basically what this does, it says A or B, not B, therefore A. So the argument basically proceeds by saying there's two options and then getting rid of one of them. So A, concluding that it is extremely likely that an event will occur by ruling out the only probable alternative. Well, that sounds really good. That sounds almost exactly like what we said. So we'll hold on to that. If this were the real test, I would take it and go. But we'll go through and eliminate the others. Inferring from a claim that one of two possible events will occur, that the other will not, this is the right idea, but it actually concludes from that one event will not occur, that the other will, not from that one will, that the other won't. So that one's kind of backwards. See, refuting a claim that a particular event is inevitable by establishing the possibility of an alternative, well, it doesn't establish an alternative. In fact, it gets rid of the alternative. So that's the opposite. And then predicting a future event on the basis of established pattern of past, it never refers to anything in the past. Inferring a claim about the probability of a particular event from a general statistical statement, there weren't really any general statistical statements here. And so therefore, answer choice A is definitely our best one.